Hi, it's Nancy Sheed. As you can tell, I think I'm trying to straighten it up a little bit. I am on holiday, as they say in England, and I'm checking in because I actually ended up having a little bit of a working holiday, and was working with our friend of ours yesterday, our family friend of ours yesterday, who's launching her business and who was very interested and challenged to get unstuck in her social media and some of her online marketing challenges. So unfortunately, it's our friend Jody Wallington, and she's just launched her makeup artist business. And so unfortunately we couldn't get it organized so that she could be sitting right here next to me and having a beautiful conversation about it. So I hope she'll weigh in after we finish this video. But we covered so much good stuff. Hello from England. Let me just dive in. I've got some notes, so I'm sorry if I kind of end up looking down to say this is what we did. But again, let me reiterate. So my friend, her name is Jody Wallington. I'll include her site in here. She's a makeup artist. And she called and said, look, you know, can we have a sort of deep dive? I'm really stuck. I've got all these moving parts and I don't know what to do. So we dug in yesterday and had a great time looking kind of at where she was and where she needed to be. So the first thing that we did, and again, I'll try and go as slow as possible and break all this down, is take a look at what she already had in place. And the great news was we took a look at her website, and in terms of how her website was organized, what information did she have there, and what else could she do? And it was great. She really had a brand new site. It was terrific, and she had already been working really strategically with somebody for getting it optimized for keywords with Google as well as for local search. So that was a great place for her to start from, and it was a great place for us to sort of bounce from after that. The other thing that we kind of dove into before we launched into the different parts of her social media and the things that she was working on was how she was differentiating herself as a makeup artist versus the other makeup artists that were sort of in her space, in her industry. And what was also great was Jody was very, very clear in terms of how she was different and how she differentiated herself and her ideal clients. And again, I wish she was here so you could see how outgoing and down to earth and laid back she was. She's quite the opposite of what you would expect from a makeup artist. And the good news is, again, with her website, that part of her was already coming through in her website. And she even told me that she'd actually gotten some business from her website because people really just liked the tone and the way she felt like she kind of had a natural approach. So the other interesting and distinguishing part about what Jody said was different from her approach is her ideal audience. She was getting very clear about her ideal audience, and they kind of were in two different but sometimes related camps, and those typically either were people who were in pre or post illness recovery. As you can imagine, cancer patients or people who've had lots of trauma or illness are kind of struggling sometimes to get back and feeling good and looking good. So that was her sweet spot that she was interested in. As well, her ideal audience tended to be, as she said, women of a certain age, or as we know, that could be, you know, the women over 50 market. But again, that differentiated her very much from other people who might be interested in brides, parties, or glam events, or those sort of things. So she was very clear in those two markets, and that was really helpful to then guide the rest of our conversation. So I challenged her, and her big homework was to go back and think about three different buckets to do some research on and start developing. The first bucket was really content ideas. And I know that sounds big and grand and general and overwhelming and, you know, nothing that, you know, somebody could imagine doing. I mean, it sounds a little overwhelming. But I took it down a notch level and said to her, think about what are the top 10 or 12 questions that either you get asked all the time in what you do, or the top 10 or 12, even 15 things that you always are answering, or the things that are your sweet spot, or the things that are your area of expertise. And if somebody, when you're able to tease this out, you suddenly kind of get this great sense of mother load of content, as it were, in terms of what you're capable of sharing with the world and being of service in the world and providing, you know, your expertise, especially if you're in the service industry, like, you know, many of you are, or many of you are in the information and educating, area. The second bucket that we talked about and to spend some homework and some time on were hashtags and keywords. And while these aren't mutually exclusive, I kind of lump them into the same bucket again to be thinking about, you know, what are the areas of expertise that you and or, you know, where are the places that you want to be found for. In Jody's situation, this was very easy because she had already done some of her keyword research for Google. So that was helpful for her to see what she was working on with regard to her site being found, and that was a great start. This, uncovering these words is also going to be helpful because when you are, let's say, doing a blog post or you are working on your content for your social media or looking for or researching things, you can find those, you'll be able to use these keywords as kind of your guideposts. Also, these are the words you want to be including in, let's say, whatever you're posting on your blog or in your video sharing. And then taking from keywords, we were talking about then hashtags. And again, some of the hashtags could be your keywords, but in other situations, maybe you have a tagline that's a keyword or maybe you have a tagline that could become one of your hashtags. Or maybe you have, you know, in Jody's situation, we talked about, you know, just, you know, feeling good or, you know, maybe cancer survivor or, you know, different words that would also be kind of inspiring or that would also resonate with people who were her ideal clients. But one of the things that fell out of our conversation yesterday was sometimes keywords that may make sense to you might not necessarily be the keywords that are resonating with your ideal customer. So you need to put yourself in the place of your ideal customer and think about what are the things they would be either hashtagging, sharing, or that they would be searching on. The third bucket, and this is sometimes fun for some people, and this is sometimes a pain in the rear for people, was literally focusing on starting to develop the imagery and photos you're gonna be using for all of sort of, let's just say, your general content promotion. And I think this is another place where people get hung up in terms of they post something and it's done, and then they post something else and it's done and it's completely either off topic or it took so much to produce or it doesn't look like it's on brand. And so I think what we talked about yesterday for Jody was sit down and either after you've done sort of bucket one content and bucket two keywords and hashtags, think about, okay, what's the imagery you would want to be using to support this? Take a look at what do you already have in terms of, do you have photos of you, you know, doing your service, or do you have photos of the products and tools that you work with? Are there free stock photo sites that you might be able to work with and be starting? The whole goal would be to build a portfolio of images that you have at the ready to, again, start building this content that you're going to want to share so that you're not stuck, you know, sort of every Monday morning at the beginning of the week, which a lot of people are, completely paralyzed saying, I don't know what it is that I'm going to post. What do I need to do? So I'm just checking my notes. And then the other one is maybe you have a list of images you need and you've either got to get a photographer to take them or you can get them taken yourself. But I would say start working on that. Don't wait. Once you have it, it's going to be easier to be doing your social media posting versus waiting to get it and then doing the work. So this is a great pre-step for getting everything in order. For a lot of people, if you've actually done a comprehensive brand work or brand audit or something like that, you may have covered all of these areas, and that's a good reason to do a comprehensive brand analysis before you even get started with your social media work. I know for a lot of smaller businesses and for Jody, that wasn't something that she had quite tackled. So we were kind of addressing again these key elements of building her brand. All of these three buckets we talked about, content ideas, hashtags, and keywords, as well as thinking about your images, each one of these is a big homework assignment and requires a lot of research. You're not gonna come up with all of this in a matter of sort of 15 minutes on the fly. I wanna give you permission to sort of treat each one of these as a bit of a deep dive that requires some homework. And it's probably also gonna require that you spend some time diving, you know, as I call them, rabbit holes on the computer to do, you know, see what else is going on in the internet. So I don't want to shortchange each one of these steps as something that's a quick and easy thing. And it may need something you want to reflect on and come back to and revisit. In Jody's situation or in many situations, what might happen is, or one of the questions that came up was like, okay, well, how do I even get started on this? And one of the easiest way I always say is go look and see what influencers and people who you highly regard, you know, in your industry or in your space, go see what they're doing. You know, are there really high profile either speakers or makeup artists, or, you know, go see what the pros or the people who are above you that you admire and follow are doing. So you can see, get examples of what's working for them, and maybe also get some inspiration. I'm not saying you copy them, but I think it helps to get people unstuck when they're challenged to think about what they should be doing. Be very realistic in your sort of thinking about a schedule and create a dedicated time to this. And this fell out in the conversation yesterday in terms of, okay, you know, all right, Nancy, I know what I need to do, but how do I make it happen? And so, you know, some of this is business 101, but I think being very realistic about how much time each one of these steps is going to take. And then also, you know, the following conversation that we had yesterday was, all right, what's the appropriate schedule? And I always, always, always caution making sure you've got enough time to actually do what it is that you think you can do, as well as being able to sustain it. So, you know, if you're really just getting started, we talked yesterday that maybe literally posting one or two things a week, just in terms of social media, was going to be plenty of work just to create a consistent routine and make it a habit. And that wasn't even getting into blog posts. But I know there are all sorts of what the experts say and what you should do, but I think a lot of people start fast and furious and then they tend to burn out. So I like to sort of say, just start small, take small bites. Get started, plan your schedule, see what's doable, and you can always ramp up, as opposed to crashing and burning and not having something that's sustainable from the very end. So you have permission to take time and take it easy. The other sort of tip that fell out of our conversations yesterday that's also key at this sort of getting started and getting unstuck point is looking at what you already have in place in terms of your profiles. So with Jody, we went across and realized that we wanted to make differentiation between her Instagram, which is now Jody Wallington Makeup, so you should follow her, and, you know, making sure that that profile and that she had a bio there that was consistent with what she was saying with her website, so that if somebody found her in one place and saw her in another, that it wouldn't feel like there was a complete discrepancy between her different profiles on social media. For the most part, in her situation, she was focusing on Instagram and Facebook. So we also took a look at her images as well as her bios to see, you know, what we wanted to maybe tweak to keep that kind of consistent branded look and feel going from both of her profile pages. So that is also a great exercise to do, if nothing else. If you think you're all set and up and running, just have a quick look at the consistency of your profiles across your platforms. All of this is a great way to build your brand, engage with, you know, would-be customers and customers. But I will also caution people to realize that social media and this part of sort of the online marketing is sometimes what I call a slow burn. And so Jody was also struggling with, you know, not necessarily a quick fix, but looking to connect with people as directly as she could. And we were just sort of going through some of the things that she had been trying in her marketing efforts. So all of the things we've covered are great steps for your social media, but I said to Jody, let's also look at a couple of other things you can be doing with your online marketing that might also be faster fixes or things you haven't considered beyond what most people think of in terms of social media that would more directly get you connections to people who could help you with growing your business or potential clients or referrals. What I also want to explain to people is social media is a great way for people who've never heard of you to potentially find you, get to know you, trust you, like you, and become customers. But what I challenged Jody on yesterday and sort of moving into this sort of next step of what's a faster track to business sometimes is thinking about how to take advantage of the network that you know, already have. I would assume anybody, as I know Jody does, because she's so fantabulous and fantastic and has great friends, a lot of times we think because they might not be our ideal audience, we don't think about ways to stay in touch with them or how they could possibly be, you know, referrals for our business. So I want to just sort of say, this won't necessarily be a fast track, but some other things that came out of our conversation was thinking about nurturing the network of people that already know and love you for finding ways to grow your business or sort of get in front of people who might actually be your ideal customers. And so one of the first ahas that came out in our conversation was I said to Jody, well, you know, what does your LinkedIn profile look like? And LinkedIn hadn't in her situation and doesn't in a lot of people's situations register as, either A, a social network or B, as something that would be applicable to their business or industry. And so where she was challenged with maybe making some inroads with hospitals or organizations that obviously work directly with people in recovery or people, you know, with illness situations who would be great referees for her, she was running into kind of a lot of dead ends with front desks, 800 numbers or whatever they might call them in England. And so I said, let's take a look at LinkedIn and growing your LinkedIn network, because you may find that people you know actually know people that are in the hospitals. And so just using LinkedIn as a network tool is key, as well as it is a key way to sort of network and do some research and maybe help you with some of your strategic marketing efforts, or your strategic sort of networking efforts that you're doing. And so we also went in and as we've discussed earlier, or as I've just talked about, we updated Jody's profile and put a picture on there, because Google loves LinkedIn. So a lot of times if you're in the service industry and your business is your name, like Jody's is, mine is, a lot of people's tend to be, LinkedIn really helps with being found on the internet, especially if, let's say, your website might not be so strong. In Jody's situation, it was, but and so again, having a LinkedIn profile that's very consistent, that looks like and is saying who you are and what you do consistent across all of your other platforms, is just another reinforcement for people to sort of be like, oh, you are this expert, or this is what you do, or oh, I see that this is really what's going on. Also, another thing, we took a look at her summary and we made sure we were using the keywords we wanted her to be found for, so that again, as she starts growing her network on LinkedIn, then she would be, you know, again, showing up in the right places as somebody who would be an appropriate referral. Because in her business, a lot of what she does is quite private, and so referrals are going to be critical. So again, for those of you who tend to hesitate or think LinkedIn isn't for you, if you've ever heard me give a talk before, or you know, haven't heard, you know, I get on my high horse about LinkedIn because I really think it's a critical platform for you to make sure it's updated and active, or at least that you're growing your connections and it's consistent with what it is that you say you're doing to the rest of the world. The other piece we started talking about yesterday, and again, it's common for a lot of us in the service industry, is I challenged Jody to think about other people who have the same clients but offer different services. In Jody's situation, you would have massage therapists or nutritionists. And so if you don't already maybe have that access to that group or knowledge of that group, it's a great way not to have to start from scratch and building, you know, opportunities for either events or webinars or networking opportunities. And you know, it's not a competitive threat, but it's somebody else who you know, Jody may have clients who need massages, so it's beneficial to her to know who these people are, and the massage therapy or the nutritionist people may have clients who actually needs Jody's services. So that was another thing that we were thinking about in terms of focusing and trying to build, so that it just didn't seem like it was such a hard, cold sell for her in terms of launching her business. And then the final sort of piece that, again, I don't think was necessarily on Jody's list, but in good conscience, I can't talk to people and I try, you know, I just can't sit and advocate for a solo social media strategy, is developing an email list. And so again, going back to the network that no one loves you, you know, in her situation, we talked about, you know, did everybody she knew that she had launched her makeup artist, you know, or her skincare consulting business? And as much as we think everybody knows what we're up to, there really hadn't been a concerted effort to let the world know that this is kind of what she was doing and committing to. She had done it in Facebook, but she hadn't been building a, she hadn't yet sort of thoughtfully, strategically been working on building her list. So again, with people, even before you dive into worrying about all of your social media, finding a way to consistently reach, well, grow and reach your email list is, to me, especially for small businesses, the number one way to sort of reach and stay in touch with and connect with and continue to provide, you know, service and information to people, because people are always in their email box. And with social media or reach these days sort of slowly dwindling, and there's so much clutter and noise, I really think it is a missed opportunity for people who don't take advantage of, you know, growing their list and developing their email lists. So that was kind of bonus number three of extra work that went beyond, you know, just traditional social media advice that we worked on. And so, as you can see, we had a big day in terms of deep diving of how to get unstuck with social media, and then what were other ways for her to develop, you know, and kind of more, even more fast track opportunities to get in front of new clients or get the word out about her business. And the final sort of challenge, just for all of us, because it's a struggle I know for so many people, is a bit of a mindset shift around, ugh, I hate marketing, I hate promoting myself, I hate all of this, it's awful and horrible. And we had a bit of an aha, and I said to yesterday, I totally get it. I feel the same way. Sitting here on this video is not my first instinct as a normal, natural thing that I want to sit and do. But I'm sitting here, and I advise, because I felt like we covered so much information yesterday, that it's information everybody or quite a few people could benefit from. And so I wanted to, you know, to share it, since it was kind of hot off the plate. And so I challenged Jody in the same way, to say, let's not think about that marketing promotion is all about how great I, you know, oh, I'm great, I'm promoting myself, it's great. But if we all thought about, I just like to help people, and the way I help people is doing this. And the more I can help people do this, you know, the better off they are because I've helped them, and the better off, then my business grows because I'm helping more people. And I think that's a big shift. And if in your marketing you can twist things to think about it in terms of how you are being of service, or how you are helping people, it makes your marketing, and it makes a lot of this promotion, it makes email marketing, it makes your blog posts, it just makes it all, I think, a little easier for those who really are stuck with marketing feels icky, horrible, and terrible. And I think when that sort of resonates and that aha happens, people sort of get a sense of, oh, well, that's a no-brainer. Of course I can help you with that. Of course I can do that. Or of course, you know, that's a no-brainer. So that would be my final challenge, in terms of, if you've checked all the boxes and you've got everything up and running and you're still feeling really stuck, I would just sort of say, if you're stuck with the, I just can't do this, think about how you're thinking about marketing, and that might also be a really, really big shift. I'd love to hear in the comments sort of any other thoughts or questions or things that weren't clear. I'm sorry if I talk too fast, but I get very excited. I'm going to sign off from beautiful Isle of Wight, Solent. I'm going to go, because it's about that time, maybe have a little glass of rosé. And I'll do a follow-up blog post with sort of all these bullet points that we talked about here. But for those of you who don't like to read, this is it. We'll see you from Seaview. Bye.